Thank you to the musicians once more. I want to read with you three separate passages, just two verses and then one with two verses in it. So four verses in total, and the theologians will no doubt try and link them together. The first one is found in Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 14. Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. In Ephesians 5, verse 14, he says this, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." The second reading is found in James chapter 4, the epistle of James chapter 4, and again it's verse 14. A very well-known verse of Scripture. It says, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away." And then finally, again very familiar, the words of Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, and we're reading verses 30 and 31. You remember the story, how Paul and Silas have been arrested. They've been put into the inner prison. And at midnight, they are singing and praising and praying. And the prisoners heard them. And then there's a sudden earthquake. And in verse number 30, the jailer comes in, trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas. And verse 30 says, "And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And amen. We trust that God will bless these verses of Scripture. And I trust it will become plain what linked them in my mind. I love this time of the year. I love Easter time. It's, by my reckoning, the best time of the year. I love the services at Easter. I love the message of Easter. I love the hymns of Easter. Why? Easter's my highlight. More so than Christmas, I just love Easter. And there's many wonderful things about this time of the year. The days get brighter, the days get warmer, and it's a joy to be out and about. And we certainly enjoyed our drive down from Ballymena today. But behind the joy and behind the beauty of spring lies a sinister statistic. In 2014, 1,760 fatalities on the roads. In Northern Ireland in 2014, there were 79 fatalities. Lost their lives. And the statistics go up at this time of the year. We think it's a wee bit warmer. And we think the roads are safe. But there can be black ice. There can be frosty mornings. And we know what it's like. The news breaks. A man in his 60s in Antrim. Fatal accident. Four young men driving home in the early hours of the morning. And they thought the roads were fine. And they hit a tree. Or maybe it's a young woman going to work. And maybe a wee bit late, and the foot goes down a wee bit, and before you know it, they're off the road. 24,580 were killed or seriously injured in 2014, an increase of 4% on 2013. The government had three road safety campaigns going. One was to do with drink driving. Never ever drink and drive. There was one about seat belts. No seat belt, no excuse. And then there was one for children, which said, "Stop, look, listen, live." You say, "Pastor, that's all very interesting, and maybe it's profitable to a point, but it's nothing to do with our service tonight. It's nothing to do with the gospel." Well, Scripture reminds us that life is a journey to a destination. And to get you safely to your destination, I want to highlight three vital areas for any driver. I want to look at the area of sleep. I want to look at the area of speed. And I want to look at the area of safety. Maybe there's a teenager and you're about to learn to drive. You can't wait to get your provisional license. Maybe you've got your lessons booked. Well, here's three vital lessons. The lesson about sleep, about speed, and about safety. First of all then, beware of sleep. It can happen so very easily. The heater is on in the car, the seats are comfortable, the roads are smooth and straight, and it is tragically possible to fall asleep at the wheel. Maybe a long distance traveled, maybe a busy, stressful day at work, maybe up the night before with a teething baby, and before you know it, you have fallen asleep along a busy road or motorway with devastating implications. Soon, you will leave Lisburn Baptist tonight to travel home. Please do not fall asleep at the wheel. And when you move into the spiritual realm, the same lesson applies. Beware of sleep. It is so easy to be spiritually fast asleep with devastating consequences. Tonight you could be wide awake to the latest football or rugby score, following your team and following the sport, and Maya, what a weekend and yesterday it was for the rugby fans, and you were up to date with all that was happening and all the different scenarios as they would work out. Maybe you're wide awake to the latest soap opera storyline and you can't wait to the next storyline of your favorite soap opera. Maybe you're wide awake to national and local politics and you can't wait to Thursday the 7th of May to the general election, and you will have that long night as you watch the results trickling in. And yet, even though awake to many things, tonight finds you in Lisburn Baptist fast asleep spiritually, and totally unaware of the spiritual danger that you're in. Whenever a preacher starts to preach, there's a sort of haze descends over the mind. And your eyes are open, but your mind is closed and fast asleep. And 5 minutes after you leave, you can't remember what hymns were sung, never mind the sermon. God has a message for you tonight. God has a message in Ephesians chapter 5, and he says, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." I remember many years ago, a lady in Bali Baptist, she was in our prayer meeting, and she fell asleep. And as fate would have it, her husband wasn't able to get a seat beside her. So he was on one side of the prayer meeting, she was on the other. Not only did she fall asleep, but she started to snore. So one of my elders thought he would rescue the situation, so he prayed loudly to waken her. But the louder he prayed, the louder she snored. And it became a sort of competition. I think she won the competition at the end of the day. Today God says, "Awake, thou that sleepest." Dear friend in Lisburn tonight, God is saying, "Awake out of spiritual lethargy. Awake out of spiritual carelessness. Awake out of a shrug of the shoulders kind of attitude. Oh, sure, it doesn't matter. Awake from your daydream world that blocks out God and eternity. Awake, thou that sleepest." And maybe you've been coming to this church for years. Maybe it's always your habit, Sunday night, Lisburn Baptist, you're in your seat, that you get the same welcome at the door, the deacons make you welcome. And yet you're not saved. You're not a Christian. If you died tonight, you'd be lost. Here's the word of God for you tonight. Awake, thou that sleepest. Rise from the dead. And Christ shall give you light. You know, you hear of some driving, and just as they cross the lane into the oncoming traffic, they waken up just as they cross the middle of the road. Others just before them maybe go down a steep embankment and hit a wall, and all of a sudden they waken just at the brink of time. I think it was Virginia Moyer who wrote the hymn that says, "How do you know? But your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight. And there you are fast asleep. And you've done so for years. And you haven't really thought about eternity. And you haven't really thought about your soul. And you haven't really thought about your sin. And you're just fast asleep. Awake, thou that sleepest." Maybe you're just approaching the barrier between time and eternity. I say to you tonight, with all the passion that I can muster, waken up, you're a sinner under the wrath and judgment of God. We're all like that. We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We walk around with the wrath of God over us. We're condemned already. Waken up to that sin that will damn your soul in a lost eternity. Waken up tonight to God's love. Oh, what amazing love. That love that sent his son into this world that first Christmas. That love that sent him to the cross. And we sing with the children, don't we? Three crosses standing side by side. A broken law sign. Two for their own transgressions died. The middle one for mine. Oh, waken up tonight. Waken up to your sin. Waken up to God's love. Waken up to the work of Calvary there 2,000 years ago. A death like none other. Because God sent his son to be the Lamb of God. The supreme sacrifice. And he died as your substitute. He died in your place. What an amazing love. Waken up tonight to that God that offers forgiveness and cleansing and salvation to all who will turn away from sin and trust him with all their heart. Oh, God's a giving God. Waken up. Beware of sleep. But then I'm thinking of another lesson for drivers. Be conscious of speed. There are few, if any, who have not broken the speed limit at some stage. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. You're all looking very convicted at the moment. But I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. But some of you maybe have even points in your license. Huh? It's easy to get, isn't it? You're maybe busy. The pressure of work. Rush journeys. You're rushing to get the kids from school. Busy lives. Deadlines. Speeding comes easy. And the speed limits are there for a reason for all of us. It's not just for the young. It's for all of us. And we need to be reminded of our speed. And we need to know the stopping distances. If you go at 30 miles an hour, you need 25 yards to get stopped. If you're going at 50 miles an hour, you need 59 yards to get stopped. If you're going at 70 miles an hour, you need 109 yards to get the car stopped. But tonight, I'm not so much thinking about the car speedometer. And I'm not really thinking of the speed signs along the road. Tonight, I'm thinking of the rate that we are traveling through life. The speed at which we are traveling to our destination. Where does the time go? I was saying to the men this morning, I celebrated my 26th anniversary in Bali Baptist last December. Where did the time go? I'm now a grander. Where did that happen? I can't believe it. I have a granddaughter. I was at her second birthday party yesterday, and I have another wee granddaughter who's 6 months, and I believe, if truth be told, there's another one on the way. So I'm going to be a threefold grand. Huh? No wonder I have grey hair. Huh? Where does the time go? Says James. James writes, lifts his quill, and he says, it is even a vapor that appears for a little time, and then it vanishes away. Be conscious of speed. Childhood flashes by. Teenage is a blur. Youth is an instant. And if truth be told, we all stand on the very brink of eternity. One Sunday morning, I brought a rope into the church. Put it down one aisle, down the other, wrapped it round the front a bit, and then out the door at the side. And I said to the boys and girls, this is the line of eternity. And it goes down here and down there and around the front. And when it goes out the door, it goes right across Northern Ireland, across the UK, goes right across Europe, right across the Middle East and Asia. It goes right across Australia, right round to the Americas. And it just keeps going and going and going and going. It never stops. And at the other end, at a wee tiny bit like this that was red, he said, see this wee red bit? This is the life that we have on earth. That's it. And everybody gets concerned about what they do in this wee bit and how much money they have and whether they're going to have a new house and who they're going to marry. And that's all it is. And they forget about the rest that goes on and on and on, and everybody's getting all uptight about this tiny wee bit and forgetting about eternity. And the truth of it is, we're at some stage in this wee bit. Maybe I'm at the very end of it. I don't know. Maybe you're at the very end of it. But says James, it's like a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. We stand on the edge of eternity. I say, you're running out of time, aren't you? I took a funeral recently. I seem to spend my life doing funerals. And I preached in 1 Samuel 20 and 3, the words of David to Jonathan. There is but a step between me and death. But David was right, you know. He was worried about Saul. He was worried about that Saul was out to kill him and the javelin that nearly pinned him to the wall. And Saul hounding him round the countryside of Judea. He says, there is but a step. And at the funeral, I spoke about death being a sure step. We all face it. I spoke about death being a short step. Could happen to any one of us at any time. I spoke about it being a sad step. A step into eternity. But I said it could be a safe step whenever you know Christ as Savior. David was right. And we see death plaguing our land. Every day it invades a home, it wrecks a family. A child here, a teenager there, a man in the prime of life. Just speaking to one of my congregation, a cousin of his, went into the wee sunroom and said to his wife, he says, I don't feel well today. I'm not going to go to work. He says, you're not going to go to work? He says, no, I don't feel well. And he left and went into the kitchen, dropped dead, 54 years of age. And we always think it won't happen to us. Suicide, drugs, alcohol, car accidents, disease, heart attack. We are at the edge of eternity. The speed at which we travel, not just on the roads, but spiritually. Can I ask you tonight in Lisburn, if you reach your destination tonight, where will you be? Time and opportunity soon passing. Don't go on as you are. Grasp the opportunity tonight. This meeting could be your very last opportunity. Christian, can I say to you, invest your time. We're running out of time to witness. We're running out of time to pray. We're running out of time to have an influence and get involved, to see souls saved, to be soul winners. And if you're not a Christian, I tell you, you're running out of time to turn from sin and trust Christ as Savior. Beware of sleep. Are you asleep tonight? Listen to the words of Scripture. Awake, thou that sleepest. Awake. Awake to see your need. Awake to see God's love. Awake to see Calvary as Jesus took your place. Be conscious of speed. Boy, we're moving through life very fast. We're running out of time. But thirdly, not only beware of sleep, be conscious of speed, but be sure of safety. Be sure of safety. Safety checks are vitally important. You know, when you're flying in a plane, the steward staff come in, or maybe they have it now on the wee screen that comes up, and they go through the whole safety demonstration, the escape doors, and the lights down the corridor. And I've seen boys beside me with their earphones in, reading the magazine. I feel like saying, you know, I might need you. If this plane goes down, I'm going to need you to help me. And you're not in the least bit of interest. It's as if they don't think it's going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to our plane. We'll be all right. In cars, safety is important. The depth of tread in the wheels, the air pressure in the tires, the safety belts that must go on, clonk, click, every trip. The children's car seats, the lights, the brakes, and now we have to do the MOT every year whenever your car is 4 years old to make sure that the safety checks are in place. Years ago, nobody thought of those kind of things. And many's a time as a teenager, I drove a car with baldy tires. Foolish. But you never thought of it. But they are vital. And the law is enforced not to give the police the joy of punishing and fining or bringing you to court. No, the laws are passed to make us safe. It's safety first. That's the primary focus. And as we think of a spiritual lesson, as we think of the journey through the roads of life, are you safe, young person? Are you safe, teenager? We read that passage in Acts 16 of Paul and Silas in prison. And the jailer, after almost committing suicide, Paul shouts, no, we're all here. Everything is safe. You haven't lost any prisoners. He gets a light and comes in and says, sirs, what must I do to be safe? Same word, saved. To be saved is to be safe for eternity. And this jailer comes running in and says, what must I do to be safe? And Paul and Silas say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be safe. You must come. If you don't have Jesus Christ resident in your heart, you're in danger. You're not safe. The only way you can be safe is to be saved as we talk about in church. To be saved is to be safe. To be safe, you must be saved. You say, how can I be saved? How can I be safe with this journey through life, not being asleep, being aware of the speed? How can I be sure of safety? You come just as you are, with all your sin. And you come, as it were, to the foot of that old rugged cross, and you say, Jesus died for me. And I'm turning from my sin, and I'm staking my life and my eternity on the one who died for me. Tell me, have you done the health checks? Have you satisfied yourself that all is well for eternity? Or is, as you examine your life, is the situation unsafe? Or maybe you're not sure. If you're not sure, I need to speak to you tonight, or one of the elders, or a Christian that you know, you need to speak to them tonight. You know, if I was driving home to Ballymena tonight, and the police stopped me and found that my car was unroadworthy, they wouldn't let me drive it home. They would confiscate the car, tell my wife and I to get out, and maybe drive us home in lieu of prosecution. Friend in Lisburn Baptist tonight, if you're not saved, I confiscate you from leaving the church. I tell you, you're not allowed to leave your seat until it's well with your eternal soul. The risk is too high. The danger is too vast. To die without Jesus Christ is such a tragedy. Put safety at the top of life's agenda. Turn from sin and place your trust and faith in the Lord Jesus. And as you leave tonight, say in your mind, I will not start the engine. I will not engage the gear. I will not release the handbrake. I'll not leave the car park. I'll not journey any further in life until I know that I'm ready for heaven. Accidents will happen. I remember being out visiting on one occasion, and my son, who's now a pastor in Newton Ards, was going with a little girl who's now his wife, and he was traveling down to see her. And the next thing, I was sitting in this home and I saw my wife arriving, and I thought, there's something wrong. He had been traveling and hit water and started to surf. Went over a precipice. The car landed on its head. The car was written off. He climbed out of the window. And apart from a few bruises, he was fine. Anybody can have an accident. But losing your soul doesn't need to happen. Doesn't. Because God offers salvation to all who will repent and trust. I was driving, with this I close. I was driving the other week, and as I was driving, a man flashed his lights at me. And I thought, I don't recognize that car. I don't recognize the person. And I thought, I wonder what's wrong with my car. And then the next man came past and he flashed his lights at me. And then the next man, he flashed his lights at me. And it dawned on me, there was a speed trap up ahead. They were illegally warning me. They're not meant to do it, but I was very thankful they did. And they were warning me that there's danger ahead. There's the wee hairdryer show about, and they're watching for speed, and they'll catch you. Slow down. Slow down. Do dear friend in our meeting tonight, you might never see me again. But I am on this platform flashing my lights at you as you go through life. I'm trying to warn you there's danger up ahead. I'm trying to warn you that eternity just lies across the next bend. Beware of sleep. Awake thou that sleepest. Be conscious of speed. Life is like a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes. Life is going in so fast. We are on the edge of eternity. Be sure of safety. What must I do to be saved? Believe. Believe with all your heart. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You know what I hope? I hope when you get into the car to go home, it'll bring back sleep, speed, safety. Whenever you watch the television and there's those horrific warnings of traffic accidents and may they frighten me when I see them. And every time I hope you'll remember these three verses and you'll remember, beware of sleep, be conscious of speed, be sure of safety, and that you might trust Christ. The one who loved you, the one who died for you, before it's too late. May God bless his word to our hearts.